First Aid for Teenagers' Mental Health by Alex Patton, MD. Adolescence is a confusing, hormone-driven, bumpy ride even in non-pandemic times. Quarantinagers are those teenagers who are living through the COVID-19 pandemic. Over the past year, they had to navigate fear, anxiety, depression, remote learning, social isolation, race-related protests, and widespread grief. First Aid for Teenagers' Mental Health going forward involves helping them heal psychologically and emotionally. Researchers admit that while the knowledge base regarding children's responses to trauma and adverse events, in general, has been expanding, descriptions of their responses during epidemics remain scarce. We don't need numbers and statistics to tell us what we already know. This year, teens and their parents have faced unparalleled levels of mental health distress. Newfound threats to adolescent mental health. COVID demolished the security that we all took for granted. The COVID-19 pandemic posed multiple unique threats to teens. First and foremost, it completely destroyed any semblance of normality. It brought constant stress that is only now starting to ease after a year and a half. There was never any reason to think that the world they had when they were young would remain relatively the same as they aged. COVID demolished the security that we all took for granted. Teens bore the brunt of this. They went from social school days, carefree weekends, and gatherings with friends to total lockdown. Worse yet, they had to continue learning at home alone, all the pressure of school without the benefits of seeing friends. Every aspect of their lives that didn't already revolve around screens immediately demanded technology. COVID served a heaping helping of strife while deleting from their lives any semblance of structure and support. Psychological burdens. Teens thrive when they have a sense of security, routine, and control. Of course, they have not had any of these since March 2020. Nearly half of all U.S. teens experienced new or worsening mental health conditions since the start of the pandemic. During the pandemic, anxiety and depression have skyrocketed in children and adolescents. 6% minus 43% report depression. 9% minus 37% report anxiety. 31% report both anxiety and depression. 50% report moderate to severe impact of the pandemic on their mental health. Anxiety and depression have led teenagers to avoid school and withdraw from their hobbies. Those who didn't detest school poured themselves into it with a hyper-focus on perfection. Many teenagers found themselves irritable, emotional, and needing extra reassurance from parents. Meltdowns and panic attacks became increasingly common, and the fear of teenage suicide looms large for many parents as they try to keep teens safe. It is heartbreaking to watch your kid go through this. I feel like we have tried everything: medicine, therapy, essential oils, working next hour, weighted blankets, timed work periods, and more. March and April were the worst, including a night where her friends reached out to me saying they were worried about her safety. She was over a month behind in her assignments, having panic attacks late at night, and feeling depressed. Mother of 16-year-old C. Physical symptoms. Pandemic-related anxiety and depression manifested as other types of problems such as sleep disruption, withdrawal from family, aggressive behavior, substance use, self-harm, and disordered eating. Isolation caused by social distancing precautions potentially hastened the onset of some teenagers' mental health problems. For many teens, emotional distress presented as stress-related physical symptoms. Upset stomach and lack of appetite struck many, along with diarrhea and constipation. Headaches and nightmares were also common. Unequal distribution of mental health risk. Each teenager experienced and will process living through the COVID-19 pandemic differently. Some are at greater risk of long-term mental health harm. 1 in 6 teens were already living with a mental health disorder before the pandemic began. Prior to the pandemic, 1 in 5 teens had a parent experiencing a mental illness such as anxiety or depression. These teens are at greater risk of developing a mental illness themselves. This study also found that the 19th of December 19 threatened other teens already at greater risk for mental health challenges. Youth with pre-existing mental health conditions. Teen members of families and communities of color. LGBTQ+ youth. Adolescents with learning disabilities. Teens living in families impacted by violence, substance use, or parental mental illness. Adolescents with lower social and economic resources, particularly those with limited access to reliable internet for remote school. Disrupted development. Our brains go through important maturation during adolescence and do not stop developing until around age 24. Childhood stress can change brain development and change how the body responds to stress long term. Traumatic experiences early in life can negatively impact mental and physical health well into adulthood. After the COVID-19 pandemic, teens need to recover from a kind of post-pandemic distress. Overnight, they lost the structure, routine, and social supports of normal life as they knew it. Unemployment, housing, and food insecurity skyrocketed during the past year and a half, adding to both family and adolescent stress. Pandemic-associated grief. Part of the human response to trauma is grief. No grief is simple, but pandemic-related adolescent grief is particularly complex. Many teens have had to cope with family members getting sick or dying from COVID. For many, this may have been their first experience with death. Even as adults, we are struggling to deal with the devastating numbers of lives lost in this past year. Without hospital visits for sick family or normal funeral services, grief has been even harder on us. Pandemic teens are also grieving the loss of milestones on their road to adulthood. Adolescence can be an important time for religious, social, and cultural rites of passage. Think birthday parties, quinceañeras, getting a driver's license, going to prom, taking the SATs, and attending graduations. Teens feel a true sense of loss for missing out on important affirmations that remind them they're growing up. Berkeley Center for the Greater Good. Overwhelming social isolation. Adolescence can be a lonely time, especially